Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
This is Jim Stroud, and welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. In the lounge with me today is Jason Gorham. Jason is the founder and CEO of Career MetaSearch. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing good. And yourself, Jim?
Doing pretty good. Been sort of checking out your system there. Looks very intriguing, especially at a time where there's so many job boards out there. And from an outsider's point of view, they all sort of look the same and do the same things. But you managed to do something different with yours, which is quite intriguing, especially in light of this Web 2.0 that's going on around now. If you would, go into a little bit about Career MetaSearch and what makes your product so different from all the others.
Sure, absolutely. A couple of years ago, when we first started the product, we actually started out as an Indeed or a Simply Hired, thus the name MetaSearch. Mm-hmm. And we decided that that model wasn't going to work for us. We didn't think that it was going to really drive a lot of revenues, and we weren't really providing a lot of value. So we started experimenting with Google AdWords and creating keywords for our clients in order to drive a more quality candidate and to reach more of a passive or semi-active job seeker.
Mm-hmm.
So as of last year, we put a patent on the product. The product's called Push Posting, and the premise is that to reach the passive and semi-active candidate utilizing search engines. So it's really a combination of job board and search engine that we utilize to create marketing and go out and capture people. So what happens is the clients come onto our site and they post a job similar to any other typical job board. Our biggest advantage is that we extract the keywords out of that particular job. We then create keywords in search engines like Yahoo, Google, and MSN based around whatever that job posting may be, and then we start advertising it within those engines. So we actually have a methodology. It's called an R3 methodology. And R3 means the right ad to reach the right candidate at the right time. And the way that we do that is whether a candidate's in a search engine, typing in search terms or keywords, or if they're online reading content, we can serve them ads. So it really is effective because we're able to drill down, reach people that our competitors aren't, as well as show our clients exactly what they're paying for. We do produce a report that shows them impressions, click-throughs, as well as all the keywords that we've utilized to try and reach their target audience.
Very cool. So sort of like a Google AdSense for jobs, in a sense.
Absolutely.
Will people be bidding on keywords too, like in that kind of product?
Well, we don't. We handle all the back end. So when the employer comes in and posts a job, they're done. And really, the magic behind the curtain is that we're handling keywords, we're handling bidding, we're handling impressions, as well as creating the ad for the employer. Search engine marketing and pay-per-click marketing is a very lucrative and difficult business, whereas Google and Yahoo would make everybody believe that if you just put some money in, you create some keywords, and you start advertising those, that you'll actually get a response, when in reality, you will get a response, but you may not get the result. So as soon as they've fulfill their duty, whereas they've served the ad and somebody clicks on it, they make their money, but you may not be selling or you may not be getting candidates or whatever the end result is that you're trying to reach.
Hmm.
And that's what we really take out of the hands of the employer is because of the fact that we consider it more of a methodology because it's such a combination of different things that will actually make somebody apply. So it's been compared to a job board on steroids because we track the applicant from the time that they actually click the ad to the time that they're applying on our site.
So your methodology is more results-based as opposed to just posting an impression?
Exactly. Because what happens is on the back end, if people are clicking keywords and that's costing us money and not being successful, then it's not really going to help us or it's not really going to help our clients. So we actually had a case study. One of our clients, Apex Systems, is a national technical recruiting company.
Mm-hmm.
And last fall they came into us and said, listen, we're trying to reach entry-level candidates. We need to hit, passive people, and we need to do it quickly. So we created a 3-month campaign for them. They actually got 5,020 clicks. They have 555 people apply, and they got an 11% conversion rate based off of, a whole slew of keywords.
Wow. Wow, and I imagine that. How extensive is your tracking? I mean, do you track, I guess you would track what keywords that bring up the ads and so forth, but do you also track impressions versus clicking, where the user actually was physically, like sort of tracking the IP addresses so we can see where they are, so you can tell location-wise where they're clicking?
We can't. We can only get the information that the search engines are providing us.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you go to Google or Yahoo or MSN and ask them, where the ads are being sent to, especially on the content side, they can't tell you specifically. And the reason being is they have so many publishers that are publishing their ads, as well as so many servers out in the market, that the ad that I'm seeing may not be the ad that you're seeing.
Right.
So what we are able to track are keywords, clicks, conversions, how many people or how many impressions that particular ad received, and then we're also able to track, once somebody hits our site, what our top keywords are from our logs, and then we're also able to understand, where people are coming from and then where people are converting from. And that's important to us as well, because we have worked with all three search engines. We're search engine independent, but we found that certain keywords are working better on certain search engines. Whereas when we started out with Apex, we started in both Google and Yahoo, and we were getting a 6% conversion or apply rate in Yahoo, and we were getting 11% Google. So we, immediately stopped the campaign in Yahoo, and just from there on in went with Google.
Any plans to, sort of continue in this sort of vein by sort of mimicking what other pay-per-click advertisers are doing, for example, setting up affiliate programs? So if someone wanted to post your ads, your job posting ads on their blogs, per se, then they would get some kind of affiliate revenue from that?
Yeah, absolutely. We would, we haven't really started anything like that. That is one of the things that we are considering, because we want targeted, driven traffic to our particular employer's jobs. But a couple of the other things that we are doing is we have a spin-off service now where we're creating natural SEO or search engine optimization for our clients. Because after we've created all this marketing for them and we've produced reports, they then can take that information and utilize it for their own marketing. They can use it for their job postings to make sure that, the keywords that are working are in their job postings.
Mm-hmm.
And then our other service is doing natural SEO work for them. So we already understand who their top candidate is and what their top keywords are. So we, in turn, just start creating natural optimization, so they'll be higher in the search engines based off of the keywords that we understand.
Very interesting. So not only do you hit like their present needs, which is the job, you also get their future needs, help them develop their recruitment strategy based on the data you pull.
Wow. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty powerful. Some customers, another piece that I didn't touch on is that we're starting to see some competitive competitor keywords working for certain clients.
Mm-hmm.
So if one client were to come in, one of our clients is Eclipsis Corp. They compete with Cerner, they compete with McKesson, and we actually buy those keywords up and drive job seekers to Eclipsis based on who their competitors are. So we like to think that we're actually recruiting people without them understanding that they are being recruited.
Very nice, very nice. So, Jason, for those people who are really interested in your product and want to sort of test it out, do you have any introductory pricing or anything like that?
Absolutely, Jim. We offer our first-time clients a one-trial posting. The cost of that is $295. We actually will push the product out or push the job out utilizing push postings for 30 days. And then the job stays live on our site for 60 days. So for that $295, they get keyword extraction, ad copy creation, and then at the end of the month, we do provide them with the keyword report.
Very nice. Well, Jason Gorham of Career MetaSearch, the founder and CEO, I definitely appreciate your time here in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Great. Thank you very much, Jim.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.